Good morning.
Good morning.
It is such an honor to be here. And I have to tell you, your board, they're party animals. They kept me out till really late last night. I am surprised I am still smiling this morning. I felt really loved and welcomed yesterday in the workshop, and it was really wonderful. Thank you. It was wonderful to have people care about this place so much. They were willing to do some work. And I have to tell you, that is a testament to your community. So, here I am. My name is Cherie. I really don't like Sherry, so I will correct you. So it's Cherie Taylor-Jones, and I'm just amazed I'm here. You know, it's such an honor to be here. The first time I was here was in July, and Reverend David invited me out here, and little did I know that I would start to fall in love with this community. The warmth, the friendliness, just goosebumps, you know? And here I am, trying out for your senior minister position. You know, I'm really humbled by the experiences that God, the universe, has in store for me as well as for you. It is a joy, a real true joy to be here. So where am I in seminary and being complete? I will be finished in December with my coursework, and I go to the Licensing and Ordination Board the last week in January, and that will be my fourth interview. And I should get the blessing at that point to be ordained. So if all goes well, I will then be ordained in February. So I'm really, really excited that I'm coming through the tunnel and coming out. Finally. It's been a long journey. So I kind of wanted to give you the heads up on what my projection is and where I am right now with things. And my topic is accepting all as a spiritual path or spiritual practice. And the reason that I chose this is because I've really come to believe and experience that accepting all is vital to my well-being. Because if I don't accept all, then I am living a life where I have judged things as good or bad. I am living a life where I'm constantly chasing my tail, living a life where I'm possibly behaving very loopy. And for those of you who missed the first sermon I did here, it was, are you being loopy? So letting old, outdated precepts control your life. Or then we're on this quest for inner peace. And the reality is that peace comes from acceptance, and freedom comes from peace. So this is why I really think this is a very powerful practice, if we're able to honor that. Now, some of you may be thinking, wow, accepting all, that's really kind of huge and sounds like that pink bubble, that unity bubble that sometimes people walk, you know? It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Well, there is a way to embrace this as a possibility. And so that's what I'm here to talk about. Embracing the humanity and embracing the spirituality of it all. Because we need all of that for our wholeness. So here we are, and in our lives, we have learned from a very early age the right way to do things. So we think. The right way to do things. And we judge things as successful depending on certain outcomes. And only certain outcomes do we see as good and therefore acceptable in our lives. And the issue arises when we label and judge anything either bad or even good, as opposed to accepting it just is. So I got one of the nice things about being a minister, and one of the horrible things about being a minister, is that we get to share our spiritual walk out loud. So all the foibles, all the realizations, all the transcendence, all the crashes, we get to share all of that out loud with you. And we want to do that because maybe we're a couple of steps ahead on our spiritual journey, but what I really embrace is being human in it, and that there is no saint, there is no perfect way to do things. We're human, and we're here to just experience life. So as I'm working on this sermon, I'm feeling, I'm in the flow. This is what ministry is all about. Yes, I get it now. This is awesome. So I complete that, and then I'm getting ready for a meeting that I have to attend later. And I'm in the shower, you know, I'm washing my hair, and I'm like, oh, this is so good. And I'm in an internship right now with a church down in Overland Park, and I get to have a meeting with the senior minister. Oh, it's starting right now. All right. So here's an opportunity, right? We get hit in the face with whatever we're shifting into, shifting from, working with. So here it is. Am I going to practice what I speak, what I teach? Am I going to walk the walk? Or am I going to hop on the bad train? Right? Label this bad. What would happen if I hopped on the bad train? Well, I'll tell you, I have an express stop train that stops at, the first stop is going to be, oh my God, I'm getting so old, I think dementia's setting in now. That's the first stop. The next express stop is, how could I be so stupid? What was I thinking? How could I miss this? I am so forgetful. Next express stop is, I have blown my credibility with this minister. What little bit I had is now gone. It's over. I might as well not be a minister at this point, right? And then maybe I transfer over to the local, you know, and now I am forgetful, incompetent, bad, untrustworthy. So that's all of that from just hopping on the bad train, just labeling that incident as bad. So I had a choice point. My choice point is, do I choose to accept this? Just accept it as it is. No good, no bad. No good, no bad. Because if I do that, then I'm looking at what is in this for me? What is in this for me? So I'm like, okay, well, what is in this for me? And I kind of allowed myself to breathe and analyze and look to and hold spirit. And what I realized is I have so many things juggling right now. There are so many things going on in my life and appointments and places I need to be and things that I need to accomplish. A ball dropped. And that's what happens to a human being when they are juggling a lot of balls. There's a possibility that one of those balls is going to drop. Oh, so it's just human. I'm just being human. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not bad. I'm not good. I'm just human. All right. So when I do that, this now allows me to show up at the staff meeting, which was immediately following my one-on-one with the minister. Now, if I had hopped on the bad train, you know I would not be going to that staff meeting because I would have been filled with shame and blame. But now I go to that meeting and I'm walking tall because I am a divine being. There's nothing wrong with me. So I go in, and when it's my turn to share, I share what happened in front of everyone. And I do that because I don't have any guilt. I have no shame about it. And I say, this is what happened. Can you believe it? No one threw stones. No one said, get out of here. You should not be a minister. They actually laughed with me because at one time or another, each one in that room has blown an appointment with their senior minister. You know, so they were like, welcome to the club. Freeing. So now I could just be. I took responsibility for my action. I apologized to the minister. He graciously accepted my apology. And that was it. It was done. Nothing else. Everything was let go. Now, if I had hopped on that bad train, I'd probably still be working this out right now. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what the difference is when I say about accepting all as a spiritual practice. So our problems really do arise when we label a situation, an experience, a person, a belief, an ideology, whether we label them bad or even if we label them good, because then we get on our soapbox, right, when we label it good. Yo, I've got the answer. I'm a unity practitioner. I've got this covered. You should come up to my level. Ah. So we can see, even when we label things good, our ego can get involved there. So accepting all brings me here to this present moment. So here I am, trying out for your senior minister. So in my mind, here's how the script goes if it's good. Each one of you are like, God, she's amazing. You know, this talk, I feel that it's spiritually inspired, and she will lead us all to enlightenment. That's what it looks like. So what happens when you don't see it that way? What happens if it's a good talk? I've heard other good talks. Mm-hmm. Now, that means there's a possibility if it doesn't go the good way that I think, I'm devastated. It's possible for me to be devastated. You don't like me. You don't think what I'm saying is like God-inspired words. You know, not being your senior minister means I failed. And that's all from labeling what is good and only allowing what I deem good in my life. Now, I don't know about you, but most of the time I haven't got a clue. Seriously, don't know. But the transformation comes in living in the question, in living in the I don't know. Not getting your answers from somebody else externally, but being given that space to do the work that needs to happen internally, connecting to source, connecting to your Christ consciousness. That's all I'm here to do, is to facilitate that. The other way that I could go with this is I could use the blame paradigm. What is wrong with these people in Lawrence? Do they not have any consciousness? I don't think they're as evolved as they think they are, right? So that's the blame paradigm. And so what this means is I am looking outside of myself for you to validate me. I'm looking outside of myself for you to give me my worth. That's all about the blame paradigm. So either option of accepting only good or the blame paradigm, both of those are reactions. We are living from being reactive as opposed to being responsive. Being responsive. One of the things that I learned from, I have been blessed with several mentors, and one of them is Martha Creek. Does anyone here know Martha Creek? Yes. She is this amazing visionary. She's a consultant. She consults a lot with our churches in Unity. And her website is marthacreek.com. So go out there, look, see when she's around. Because if you get the opportunity to attend one of her workshops, she is going to challenge you and awaken you to a new level of being. One of the things that I got from her was SWSWSW. Some will like me, some won't, so what? Some will like me, some won't, so what? Where's my power? Right here. Right? Not looking out externally for you to validate me. That is powerful. That's a level of accepting all. Sometimes I wish that we were given a manual on what it means to be human. Often we run around with these thoughts of, I bet nobody else is thinking this way. I'm insane. You know? I don't even know that I'm part of the human race. Or we're on the other end of, see how special I am, and above the fray. And if we had a manual that says what it means to be human, we would get that all of us have similar thoughts and feelings. That's about oneness. Similar thoughts and feelings. So if I had the manual, I could go, oh, that's normal, I'm just being human. Oh, so I forgot that meeting. Oh, that's normal, just being human, juggling too much. I think there would be such a reduction of neuroses in our culture if we just realized we're here to experience our humanity, and this is what it means. No good, no bad, just accepting all. One of the things I know about myself is that I worry about silly things. Maybe you can go with me on this. But I've spoken to lots of people who worry about silly things. I'm too tall. I'm too tall for a woman, right? Or some people, I'm too short, if they're a guy, right? Guys always have that height thing going on. Or maybe I'm too skinny, or maybe I'm too fat. And I have spent so much of my time being miserable by not accepting what I am, where I am in this moment. This is divinity. No matter what it is, this is divinity. And I cannot remember a year that I have not been trying to lose weight or on a diet. And as you can see, I'm still overweight. And this is where I accept, this is where I am. And if I'm here, then I am not running around being afraid of, am I going to get judged? Who's going to judge me because I'm a little overweight, right? I don't have that. If I have a true acceptance, I'm now free. I'm free to be the divine being that I am. I am free to love you, to see you as your Christ consciousness. I am free to be joy-filled because I'm not obsessing about how much I weigh, right? I'm up, I'm out, I'm expansive, as opposed to trying to contract as small as possible. So that's another level of accepting where we are. One of the things, you know I love Bromit. Robert Bromit is one of the professors at UI, Unity Institute, and I consider him a sage of unity. He's just brilliant. And I quote him often, and I make fun of myself because I do quote him often. But this is what he says about acceptance in his book, Living Originally, 10 Spiritual Practices to Transform Your Life. He says, acceptance is simply the unconditional acceptance of my present moment experience, whatever that experience may be. Acceptance does not mean I enjoy every experience that arises. Acceptance does not mean I enjoy every experience that arises. Acceptance is not the same as liking something. Acceptance means I am willing to experience it without judgment. Acceptance means I am willing to experience it, whatever it is, without judgment. Well, that could free up a lot of my time and energy that I spend obsessing about how things should have gone a different way. This is why I think this practice is just life-changing. Life-changing. Because if I'm accepting that everything that I'm experiencing is for me, then when I'm in church, I'm expansive because I'm knowing whoever's next to me, they're for me. Whoever's behind me is for me. Whoever's in front of me, they're here for me. I don't know about you, but I want to be in a church like that. I want to be in a church where there aren't those judgments. I want to be in a church where we accept each other for where we are. Does that mean that we should stagnate? No. No, I'm still calling you up higher. That's my job, to call you up higher as I accept where you are now. So I can call you up, but that doesn't mean you'll accept the challenge. And then I have to accept that. But I still stay true to my purpose. My purpose is to call you up higher. Because if good meant that I'd fill the seats here, if good meant that everyone was now walking at a different level of consciousness, and that did not happen, where am I? On the bad train, thank you. On the bad train, absolutely. Absolutely. So in closing, basically what I want to say is I want to invite you to practice accepting all. Accepting all as a spiritual practice. I want to help you shift from being in a reactionary state of mind to a responsive state of mind. By accepting all as a spiritual principle, we move from reacting unconsciously, automatically, with judgment, and we move from that to living a life where we are awakened in consciousness, and our lives are full as we use words from intention and actions by intentionality. That's what accepting all is about. Moving from reaction to being responsive. This is where we're creating our lives, people. This is where we're creating our lives. Are you with me? Okay. I so appreciate this opportunity, and whoever you choose for your spiritual leader will be the right and perfect leader. It may not be me. It may look different. But I do believe in oneness. So whoever's up here is supposed to be here. And if it's not me, then I'm called somewhere else. That's acceptance. So I bless you, I love you, and thank you.